You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today. Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. That's obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. To reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Here's the thing. Information is power. Information is money. Literally, the currency of today's world of entrepreneurship is information. And if you could bring all of the information about your business into one dashboard, this is incredibly valuable. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of the truth about your business. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. This is so valuable. You just hit a button and you can see all the information about your business instead of having to like call five different departments and get all these emails and put it all together and make sense of it. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/James. 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 And this is your point in the book that free will itself is kind of a myth. I mean, we already know that a lot of cognitive biases that we have no control over shape our decisions, but we still think we have largely more control over them than they have over us. But your point is that with data, we'll be able to analyze, well, what music triggers what parts of the brain, what images trigger what, you know, the sales or greed parts of the brain, and so on. So that the first level is kind of data used for advertising, but the second level might be data used for much more insidious decision-making.
Yes. If you get to know a person well enough, if you get to know a person better than that person knows himself or herself.
And that's even on the inside, how the brain works and everything.
And, you know, people know so very little about themselves, both on the biological level, certainly, how many people really understand their brains, but even on the psychological level, on the mental level, we have an entire profession of therapists who are just trying to help us get in touch with ourselves because it's so difficult. And if you go and practice something like meditation, then at least when I started practicing meditation, I was struck by how little I know. I know almost nothing about my mind. And, you know, we have this myth of free will, which in a way serves as a curtain that hides the reality about ourselves, that actually dampens our curiosity. Because if you really believe in the myth of free will, my desires reflect my freedom. I chose these desires. I chose everything that I do. Then you know everything. You understand yourself. You understand your desires. You know where they are coming from. There is nothing to investigate. But once you realize, no, my desires don't reflect my free will. They reflect all kinds of processes on the biological level, on the psychological level, which I don't understand, then you start being very curious about yourself. And I think that, you know, in the 20th century, in throughout history, this advice to people, get to know yourself better, this was always very good advice. that you don't really know necessarily why you want this or why you want that. But for all of history, though you had all these Socrates and Buddha and Freud telling people know yourself, if you said, nah, I can't be bothered about it, you didn't have competition. Still, you were a black box to the rest of humanity. So it wasn't such a disadvantage not to know yourself. But now in the 21st century, what you need to realize, you have real competition this time. It's not like in the days of Socrates. If you don't get to know yourself better, there is somebody out there who is right now trying to hack you. And not just one. Amazon is trying to hack you, and Google is trying to hack you, and Coca-Cola is trying to hack you, and the Russians, and the American government, and the Chinese, they are all trying to hack you right now.
Right, and so, and there's different, again, there's different layers. So for instance, Amazon's trying to hack you in the sense of, okay, Yuval bought this, 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 and this, and mm-hmm. our AI and our data about people similar to Yuval show that he will probably buy this next.
Yes.
And so that's what they'll start to show you, and then maybe 5 years from now, they'll send it to you yesterday what you were going to buy tomorrow.
Yes.
What's the next insidious level of that? So that's kind of almost a good thing. Mm-hmm. When does it start to get darker?
Well, it's first they sell you a product. And it really started with selling products, all these methods. But now these methods are also being used to sell you politicians, which is a bit more insidious than right. selling people products. The next step is to start manipulating your desires instead of just fulfilling them. Yes, he wants this, but we can actually make him want that instead. And then it really becomes kind of the Twilight Zone. That if you realize that actually my desires, they do not reflect my free will. They reflect a more and more sophisticated system of manipulation, then what can I trust if I cannot trust my own inner, most authentic desires and wishes? And again, this was a problem throughout history. Throughout history, if you really looked hard, you would have realized that many of your desires, they come either from biological bugs or from cultural manipulations and propaganda and so forth. But still, you were in a privileged position. Nobody out there could really understand you better than you understand yourself.
So you're saying like things like nationalism or to an extreme fascism or mm-hmm. on the other side, liberalism or before that religion were different man-made stories to potentially take control of your free will in a way
yes.
that the kings or whoever could control. But now it's with digitalism, for lack mm-hmm. of a better word, it could get deeper. They actually could
yes.
get inside of you in ways that you can't say no to.
Exactly, because they understand the biology better. They understand the brain better. They have better devices to monitor what's happening there. And they are going to have better devices to change what is going on there. So what you tried to do 1,000 years ago with the priest preaching from the pulpit, you will be able to do in a far more invasive way in 10 or 50 years with all kinds of brain-computer interfaces and direct biological interventions. So it's not new.
What do you mean by direct biological intervention?
As you understand the biological system better, you can, like with every system, once you understand how the system works, you can start changing it in more and more ways.
Wait, don't go yet. I just want to remind all the writers, and basically everybody, because you're all writers at heart, that you can get The Ultimate Guide to Self-Publishing right now at jamesaltucher.com/publish. Everybody has a story to tell. Everybody has something unique to say and share. Doesn't matter if it's with 10 million people or your descendants or your local community and friends or 500 people in your profession. You have a book inside of you. So get your copy of The Ultimate Guide to Self-Publishing right now. It's totally free. Get it right now to get my top tips on everything from writing to maximizing your revenue and whatever else you need to know about self-publishing. That's jamesaltucher.com/publish.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.